Chapter 34. I woke up in a bed that wasn't the same one I had been sleeping in. "Good to have you back with us," a voice said. It sounded like Jacob's. I rolled toward the voice and squinted one eye open. It was Jacob's.
"Where?"
"You're in St. Vincent's, our hospital, with the cannibals taken care of. We were able to reclaim it. Good thing for you, too. You lost a lot of blood and almost died."
"Don't remember."
"It looked like you got shot a couple of times and had a knife wound, too. I saw you walking up with that girl you saved. Then you just collapsed."
"Girl I saved." I thought hard and several pictures ran through my head. A car dealership. A young girl being carried by a man. That same man. As I killed him. The rest of the night filled in around them, and I remembered walking away from the cannibal's house. But that was it.
"I think I have most of it," I replied. "Do you remember who you are?"
"Yeah, I'm..."
"No, I didn't remember that," I sighed.
"No, that part hasn't come back."
Of course, if the agents in Pensacola were right, I would never get it back without an imprinter machine and my stored psyche. "Should we go back to calling you Ishmael?"
"No, I'm growing to hate that name."
"So what should we call you?" I sighed.
"They were calling me Fred. That name's as good as any, I guess."
I tried to sit up and Jacobs came over to help me. The tubes running into my arm from the bag above me didn't help. Well, they probably helped me in the long run, but they made it harder to sit up. "Easy," he said. "You've been out for several days. The doctor said it was the damnedest thing, though. You healed faster than anyone she's ever seen."
"I've always been a fast healer."
"Yeah, not like this. It kind of freaked her out a little."
"Oof,"
I grunted as I swung my legs off the bed. My body was stiff. But there wasn't a lot of pain. I stood, and the world canted to one side and wobbled a little. Jacobs held onto my arm like he thought I was going to dash off somewhere, but just standing was good enough for the moment.
"When do we hit the other cannibals?"
I asked when the world had steadied again. Jacobs chuckled. "You're a real go-getter, aren't you?" I shrugged.
"Robert Baden-Powell said to leave the world better than you found it. I'm just trying to do my part."
"Robert who?"
"Baden-Powell. You know, the guy who started the Boy Scouts."
"How the hell do you know that, and yet you don't know who you are?" Jacobs asked. I smiled, searching my memory for more. Nothing came.
"I have no idea,"
I said, leaning back onto the bed. Darkness seemed to crowd in from the sides, and a nap sounded good.
"When did you say the other attack was?"
I never heard the answer. I woke up again, later that day, the next day. I didn't know, but I felt a lot better. The world didn't seem to want to spin as much.
"I timed that well."
I turned and found a dark-haired woman in a lab coat. Short and stocky, she looked at me with her head cocked to the side as if trying to figure out what species I was. My first thought was, people still wear lab coats? But then I realized who the person had to be.
"You must be the doctor," I said.
"I am," she replied. "I'm Dr. Briggs. And you are?"
"I don't know," I replied. "Call me Fred. I got tired of Ishmael."
She chuckled.
"I can see why. It wouldn't take me long to want to get rid of that name."
She paused.
"Jacobs tells me you don't know who you are or where you're from. Is that true?"
"Yes, ma'am, it is. I woke up in New Orleans after the war, but I have no idea how I got there or what I was doing there."
"It wasn't home?"
"I don't think so. It didn't feel like it anyway."
"Where's home?"
I stopped to think. No one had asked me that before. Where was I from?
I shrugged after a few moments of introspection. I had no more idea of where I was from than what my name was. I held out my arm with the IV out to her.
Any chance of getting this out?
I'll send in a nurse to get it, she said, even though you should probably have it in for another couple of days. You almost died, you know.
I gave her my best smile. I'm a quick healer. The smile didn't work. She frowned at me.
Just so you know, we don't have a whole lot of medical supplies left here, and I can't be using them all up on one person. Try not to stand in the way of any more bullets or knives, okay?
I tried again with the smile. Yes, ma'am. I'll be good. It failed again.
Why do I doubt that?
She asked. She left, but a nurse came in a few minutes later and disconnected me from all the apparatus. I had obviously been out of it. I didn't realize there was equipment monitoring my vital signs. I nodded to the machinery.
How is all that operating?
We have a generator out back,
the nurse replied.
It will work for as long as the fuel supply holds out. Then it's going to be back to the Dark Ages for medical care.
So happily, I almost got killed at a good time. She shook her head.
There's never a good time to get killed.
She obviously hadn't spent much time journeying around this fallen world.